Okay, this is Richard Mortimer from the Platinum Coaching course, and this is going to be lesson 5 of the course. I've had several questions about the email sequence, and I just wanted to cover this in a bit more depth, and then this will become the main lesson for the course. So what we're looking to do here is, let's just assume everybody has got all the tasks completed up to this point. So far, you will have a 3-hour recording or a product of some kind. Obviously, there are some people who first language isn't English, and then a few other things that they would rather have a report. We tend to encourage people to have a recording product because you can churn out lots of products in with recording, and do get good results with audio because of the depth of training you're able to do. So that's why we encourage you to, if you can, record. But not everybody can do that. So what we should have at this point is your first product, if you haven't got one before, creating also your sales letter. So what you're looking to do here is for the people coming onto your subscriber list, because in the coming weeks you're going to be building, I think it's lesson 7, you'll be building a squeeze page to get opt-ins, get people coming in onto your subscriber list and into your autoresponder account. And so the first thing you want them to do is to see your emails. And what you're looking to do, obviously, is to sell them that product you created. So what we're looking to do is to effectively upgrade those people from somebody who's just a freebie seeker into a buying, you know, purchasing decision, and a client who's bought a product of yours and is getting a result from it. Of course, not everybody who subscribes to your email list will buy your product, and in a sense you filter them out this way. So what we're looking to do this lesson is to get your emails to produce this kind of response. What you're looking for people to do is to, when they come and start reading your emails, is to see you as somebody who knows what you're talking about. Them to realize that you have got what they need, and that also it's going to cost them in order to work with you and to get the help they really need. So in a sense, you want people to be a little bit intention, and that is that they know that you're the person who can help them, and yet they also understand that it's going to cost them money. And so what we're looking to do with the initial emails is to, you know, educate people and to change them into those people who have got this idea that you, and a truthful idea, that you are the person to go to, you're the go-to expert for them, and that they want to have your products, basically. You're looking to for them to look to you as the person to go for help in the niche. Now, of course, I'm working in the internet marketing niche. It's a very competitive niche, and it's a very extreme case. I'm mentioning this because I just want to give an idea of how things are going and how the market is changing. With other niches, it's not going to be such an issue, but it's worth bearing in mind. And that is this, that people in internet marketing are now on so many lists that they go cold very quickly. In other words, you've got to work very hard in the front end with the emails they're getting. So what we're normally recommending to people, this can vary from niche to niche, but this is taking extreme case internet marketing, is to be very aggressive on the front end. So in other words, they're getting an email a day, and you're really selling quite hard to them. And that doesn't mean to say you're necessarily giving them a product to buy or, you know, being presented with a sales letter, but you could be in an article, and then maybe there's a sort of soft sell at the end of the article and that kind of thing. So really, I want to just deal with some of the ways that you can get this email sequence start to work for you. you're basically looking to do three things. You're looking to build your own credibility up in the eyes of your subscribers. You're looking to interact with them to find out what they need, because then in the future you'll be able to make products that actually meet those needs. And also you want to be selling to them. So all the time they're getting an increasing idea that it's going to cost them some money, and so that the ideal point we want is when you first present them with the product that they need, that they buy it immediately. And that, this is what you do in the front end of your email campaign. So how can you do this? Well, the first thing is just a sort of overall view, and that is that you really want this to be seamless. In other words, you've got a seamless experience from coming onto your list, reading your emails, to buying your product. And so you want to basically write these emails out in a document and have one email per page. Now, sometimes you might have a longer email if you've got an email that actually teaches in the email rather than directing to an article. There's obviously advantages and disadvantages in doing that. But if you had an email that was teaching actually in the email, well, what would happen then is that you'll find it'll go over onto two pages. Don't worry about that, but just do a page break between each email so that you can see them. And it's kind of like a sort of sales letter in a way, where you're coming in, reading the first email, and they get taken through. And always bear in mind, and again, internet marketing is an extreme case, that you'll get more opens at the beginning and less opens towards the end. If people do go cold at the start, it only takes one email to put somebody up, for example. And obviously you need to be always looking for the performance. You get figures in there, whatever, or get the sponsor or another email, or to respond service. You will get the stats. You can click on stats, you put the right field in, you get the open rate and the click rate and all that kind of thing. So you can see which emails perhaps are destroying your program, if any, and you can get rid of those and so on. So it's a thing you have to develop over time. But what we're doing with this lesson is just giving you the basics to get you going. Okay, so let's look at some of the ideas that you can do. Let's just categorize the emails for a moment. Okay, you've got free gifts. Now, obviously, sometimes that can be where you're promoting somebody else. So in other words, you've done like an autoresponder swap or something like that, or solo, you're selling a solo. But I wouldn't do that at the beginning of your campaign, because what you might find is that someone is going from your list and they're getting introduced to another marketer and then obviously maybe getting an interest in them. So you don't want to do that at the beginning. If you are offering anything for free, you want it to be your own product. When you've got a catalogue of products, you can do this. And what you want in the front of your email campaign, so when someone first comes onto your list, is to have a high-value product that they can actually download. Another way of doing it is to have a DVD or a CD set that is posted. You can go onto, what's the site called? Just slips my mind for a moment. But there's a big website that will put these together for you, and what you can do is you charge just a shipping and handling fee, and test that. But that's basically a free gift that somebody has. You want a little bit of that going on. Then you've got the interactive emails where you're asking questions. So you say, "I'd be really, glad to have some feedback. What did you think of so and so? Pick up on something in your report, your free gift, your free products offering, pick up on something in there, perhaps, a tactic that's perhaps unique to you, or you have got a slight spin on what everybody else is doing, or you teach in a different way, and you can pick up on that, because obviously that's something that's differentiating you." We obviously, for those of you who've not heard of this term, we call that a USP, a unique selling proposition. In other words, it's something that's unique to you. The more of those you've got, the better. That helps you in the credibility and also here in the interaction. So you've got free gifts, that's one type of email. You've got interactive emails where you're asking questions and looking for a response. And what you can do is, you know, put a little call to action there. Please reply to this email, and then I will promise to reply within a certain time. And the idea with that is that you're getting some feedback and getting interaction going, and people are being hooked into you and not into another marketer. Another kind of email would be an article which could have a link at the bottom with a relevant product. So, for example, when you're getting going and you haven't got a great funnel of products, you know, you're in your products you can count on the fingers of one hand, well, do it with affiliate products. Pick an affiliate product that relates to the article and then put a link to that. Now, obviously, you need to have the article actually in the email in order to do that. But that's one thing you can do. You can have an article or an article with a link with a soft sell at the end. You know, by the way, if you want to know more, click this link kind of thing. A bit like when you have in forum marketing, when you have your signature, a bit like that. And then, of course, there's the selling emails, which is actually an email that would be looking to lead somebody to a product and just talks about that with a link to the sales page. So those are basically the types of emails. But what we're doing at the beginning is we want this to be an experience which is more based on the credibility. So the first few emails really want to be credibility emails. And you can do this in various different ways. You could have an article on eSign articles. You could have an article on your blog. You could have, like I said, an article actually that is in the email itself. So they open the email, they haven't got to go anywhere, they just read what's in the email rather than clicking out to a link. Again, you need to test that to see what works in your niche and for your people and for your personality. It's so different from person to person. You can't give, you know, a one-size-fits-all solution. But I'm laying down the principles here to enable you to be able to write this sequence for yourselves. So you have an article on an article site or a blog post, on maybe if you've got able to be a guest blogger on a high-profile blog, then that might be one way of doing it. Or if you've got your own blog and you want to develop your own blog, an interaction on that, you can do it that way. Then another thing you can do, this is more the free gift, is to have a download. So have some ninja training, perhaps, you know, a 10-minute, quarter of an hour training, which really, really helps people, which you could just load up, and then they have a link to download it in the email. And, you know, you tell them this is a training which is very important and that they need to listen to it. Give them a call to action to listen, and that will build credibility, giving them a free download like that. Maybe a complete product, actually. What you could do, if you've got a product that is worth a high ticket, when I say high ticket, you know, medium ticket, sort of more like $97, something like that, that's the kind of figure you want. Perhaps it's not sold very well. I think a few of you know about my List Is Money website. A few of you had a free membership to that recently through purchasing a product from me, and I gave that as a bonus. Well, that product is an incredible product. It teaches how to build a list from scratch. So you talk about building a squeeze page, how to set up things in cPanel, you know, get domain name, get it onto hosting. Right from scratch, that takes you through. That is the training part of a $1,000 coaching program, which was actually the first coaching program that I did. And I bought the videos from Jacob Stein, who is the coach, and I actually went on his program, did that course, and I built my first website with those videos. So I know they're very good. And I look to make a new sales page just selling those by themselves, as I bought the rights to them. Bought the website and everything, and I thought, well, I'll put it at $7, which is a ridiculous price for that product's worth quite a bit, and it didn't convert very well at all. It's one of the worst performing of the websites in a test that I did. I'm just saying that to tell you that, you know, if I didn't want to create a new sales page for that product, and it's a bit risky doing so, isn't it, because I know that the one I've got doesn't convert and perform, so why with another one? Obviously, I can do a lot more work on it, and you know, maybe a different price point actually would be better, maybe a higher price point actually. Maybe it's too low for people to believe what they're going to get from the product. But what I could do with that is, you know, as an alternative, is think, oh, hang on a minute, what I'll do maybe is I'll offer that as a free product, which is worth 97, and I can set up a sales page with it on for 97, which, you know, people can go to if they want to buy that, and then when they come onto my list, they get it for free. Obviously, you know, there might be an issue with people buying it for 97 and then coming on the list and they find they can get it for free. So you've got to be careful how you do that. But that's one thing that you can do. Or you could just, you know, explain that that product you decided to take off the market, but it is worth 97, and just give them to them. Actually, if they go in and use it, they'll see that, yes, it is worth $97. That's another way of doing it. But you could do that. So you can give a full product, which is worth, you know, quite a bit, and give it free. And that can create a lot of credibility. That can really hook people into you if you're able to do that. I mean, one thing you could do is actually, you know, get a private label product and do that, and then rebrand it so that people don't sort of see immediately what it is. You know, you don't really want anything that mentions a name or anything like that. You want people to think that it's something that you have had created for you or something like that, you know. But yeah, a free product that's worth, got a high perceived value, that's a great way of getting credibility, and that would be in the front end of your email campaign. Another thing you can do is videos. What's quite good is short teaching videos that you can upload on YouTube, and then you could put them on a web page on your website, or you could put them on your blog. Just do a blog post with the headline for the video and then direct them to that page. So they see the video there. I wouldn't direct them to YouTube. I would, put them. It's very simple to do. If you've used YouTube before, basically you can get a bit of code and you just paste the code into the web page or your blog, and there is the video from YouTube. That's a great thing to do that way. And obviously you've got a few videos like that. That really helps, because if someone was to go to your channel on YouTube, they see that there's quite a bit of content on there, and then they might even sign up to your channel. I get to email some notifications saying people who've actually subscribed to my YouTube channel. Now, here's one that really is perhaps a little bit different from what I've been talking about, and this is actually quite important. And I was teaching someone a little bit about this earlier on, and that is a very, very high value coaching course. And what you want here is something that you probably won't actually sell, although obviously in case somebody does purchase it, you need to have everything arranged so that you could organize it. But what you want to hear is offer something that perhaps you wouldn't offer to anybody else, so like a one-on-one coaching, and make it very clear that they're getting access which nobody else gets. And those of you who've bought a product from me recently that wasn't the coaching, you might actually see this, the Niche Guru coaching, which I've got up at $10,000. And I'm going to tell you, because you're my coaching clients, that nobody has actually bought this yet. But I would do, obviously, I would fulfill the what I say if people were to purchase that. And I think it is actually worth it. I've had a few emails saying, you know, what $10,000? But the idea of this is to give people a perspective of high value to you. Access to you is going to cost. That's the idea they want to have in their mind. So what you do is you set up a coaching sales letter with a very high ticket. Now, let me just ask you this question. If you were to meet with somebody and teach them everything you knew over a period of 3 days, so basically they book into a hotel near you and you book an office or a conference room or something, just a small place to meet, and you meet with this person, this client, and you teach them everything you knew in 3 days, what would you charge for that? Now, that's going to vary quite a lot from person to person. Someone might say, well, you know, I would be happy to do that for 1,000. I'm pitching myself at 10,000 for that. Somebody might say, well, I would actually want to do that for 10,000. It wouldn't be worth it to me. I would want to charge more. Well, that's the price then. You just pick the price that's relevant to you and your niche, but you offer this high ticket coaching program where it's very, very special and it's totally tailored to that individual person. And then think of other things that you can offer. For example, if you're able to set up a blog, well, could you set up a blog for them? Could you do all kinds of things? You know, what could you do for somebody that actually would be a high value to that person? Maybe you've got private label products, or maybe you've got your own products that you could offer special rights to that you wouldn't offer to anybody else. You know, there's all kinds of things. I don't really want to go into too many of the things now, but the thing to do is to write a list of all the things that you could offer which you perhaps wouldn't offer to somebody else. You know, maybe your very best ebook or your very best recording or your very best product, you'd offer private label rights to that. You can put terms on. The only thing with private label rights is that people have got the opportunity to rebrand it in their own name and use your training for that. You can say they can't give it away, they can't split it up. You know, you can put some strict terms on it. But the whole point is that they get access to this product you wouldn't sell to anybody else, and they can use it as their own, and that gives them a good start. So that's something that you can offer. You know, there's all kinds of things that you can offer to somebody that you wouldn't offer to somebody else. Let me give you an example of something that happened recently. I bought a report on traffic from a very high-profile marketer, and I paid $500 for it. Why did I do that? Well, because it's a 300-page report, for one thing. It's got all his knowledge of traffic generation in it. So even if I were just to use it for myself, it would be worth the money. But the other thing is, I've actually agreed with him what I can do with it. It's quite limited, but it's good enough for me. That's what I wanted it for, and it's very exclusive product. Rights to a product, very, very exclusive from a high marketer, from a high, well-known marketer. That is a great value. That's the kind of thing that you could possibly offer. You see, $500, that's not far off the 1,000 that I talked about. Although really, you want your pricing to be as high as possible. You know, don't make it so like it's stratospheric and they just, you know, it's got no credibility at all. It's just like somebody slapped a ridiculous number on the front, you know, like selling a Mini and putting $100,000 on a Mini. Well, what is it about this Mini? Nothing, you know, and nothing. It's crazy. Obviously, if the Mini's got made of gold or something like that, then it probably is worth that. Well, that's more the kind of thing, you know. You're giving a very high value, and this is going to be in the front end of your email sequence to enable you to build this credibility. There are other things that you can do. So just get creative with these ideas of building the credibility, getting the interaction going, then leading them into your product offering, perhaps asking questions that are related. Take your biggest benefit from your product and do an email on that. You know, just giving them the content, not the content from the product, but giving, you know, perhaps a cut down version of the content, just summarize it maybe, you know, and use figures, people who've got results, or the kind of figures you know where people are struggling. For instance, if you had some tips that would enable somebody to, just totally off the top of my head, if you had a training which was enable someone to build a squeeze page that converted at, you know, double what a normal one would do. So if they're, you know, struggling to get above 10% or 20% conversions on their squeeze page in these few tips, well, that's quite a high value. That really is something that is worth the person's. So you could say, I found that if it's marketers, squeeze pages convert under 25%, whatever it is, and if only they knew these tips that I've found, you know, proven just three tips, and you can perhaps give a hint what they might be, and they're coming up in the product, you see, they're going to be primed for your product offering when it comes, which is going to help them with their squeeze page. You know, whatever it might be, that's the kind of thing you want to be doing in this email sequence. Okay, so we've got a very high ticket coaching. We've got various articles of different kinds and free gifts and things like that you can give to people. You know, you really want to put a lot of effort into this email sequence at the front, and you're probably going to have to test it and tweak it a lot to start with. You know, you need to be getting probably about 1,000 people through the email sequence to really know what performs. Maybe you'll see straight away and you can just do a little tweak, you know, take one email out, put another one in, that kind of thing. And what happened when I first did this is that I found that people were going a bit cold too quickly, and therefore they weren't getting to my product. And so then, you know, the conversion rate was really, really low on my product because I was taking too long to get them there. So that was something, you know, I had to work on. And, you know, you just have to, sometimes you have to work quite hard on this. But obviously you've got to have something. You know, it's really important these days. Email marketing, which is what we're talking about, is it's the forgotten skill in internet marketing. And I'm talking to you all as, you know, in different niches, but as internet marketers, you're looking to make money from a niche. And in that sense, you're an internet marketer. And you need to be good at your email marketing. Now, perhaps in some of your niches, it is not such an issue. For instance, personal development. I can't see that a lot of people who want personal development are going to be on lots of people's lists. But in that industry, obviously, credibility is even more important than it is in internet marketing. You know, in internet marketing, you know, young whiz kids do well, whereas I can't think of a personal development person who is like that. So what happens if you are that person, that you're in personal development and you're at the younger end of the age spectrum, and you're perhaps just starting out and you really like personal development, you've got some good ideas, you know, your teaching's good, but maybe you're just a bit worried about the credibility thing? Well, the thing to do then is to really push and use other people. So, you know, latch on to some people that can help you. For example, go on the Warrior Forum and look at the Mind Warrior section on there and get some interaction going with people on there. Find somebody who's prepared to talk to you who perhaps could help you. You know, I was talking to a client earlier on who's in that niche today, so it was an email, and I emailed them about this and said that maybe just one idea was to find somebody that they could use for their high-end coaching. In other words, they get an agreement that person will do a special deal for them. So they'll do a special one-on-one session with their clients just for you. So you're like an intermediary, as it were. You've got the guru and then you've got your clients, and you're introducing them to this special program which you've organized with him, and then you just take a little bit of a cut from it, you know. But the main thing is not so much the commission you're going to get if somebody bought it, which in that case they might well do, but the fact that you're getting the credibility because you are working with somebody who's well known and who has good material. So that's one way of boosting. So that's actually a good way of getting products created very quickly, is to interview experts and create, you know, a whole series like that. You could interview one person a few times. I've got a friend who was in internet marketing, and now he's gone back to it's like an e-commerce site. It's what he started with, and he went into internet marketing through his knowledge of marketing that site, did very well in internet marketing, but then he developed that business as well, and that business ended up overtaking his very, very successful internet marketing business. Incredible story. And he actually, the last product he produced was a product about hobbies, actually taking a hobby and making it into an e-commerce site. Now, obviously, maybe most hobbies wouldn't do it, so I'm not quite sure. I didn't actually buy that product. And I've talked to him about doing a series, and I haven't yet. But he got this idea that you could actually take certain hobbies and make a great income from them. And I actually got agreement with him that I would do a series based on that. So that's something that I've got coming up, you know, soon, or in the future, is to interview that one person who's an expert but then isn't in the niche which I'm teaching in now. So that's a great sort of unique opportunity for me to get an interesting product created. Now, maybe that product won't sell very well, but again, you see, I could use that material for a gift. That's a high-value product that I could give away. So this is what you're looking to do in your email sequence, is very quickly establish a reputation with the people, get interaction going with them so that they're relating to you and you're understanding their needs, and then you're creating products according to their needs, and then you're feeding them in your email sequence into those products. And obviously as you bring out new products, you load them up into your autoresponder, and the ones that convert the best you put in the front end, and so on, and do it like that. So it's this seamless sequence of emails. If you write them out in a Word document, you know, put them in there and just see how they flow and that kind of thing. You could even get perhaps a friend if you are a few weeks away from launching because you're still creating your product. What you could do, I don't want you to delay if you're, you know, well advanced, you've got your product cards and everything, don't worry about that, it's just as best to go. But if you do have a bit of time, and then what you could do is ask a friend to opt in and then give you their impression of the emails and, you know, get a bit of a discussion, and then, you know, take out the ones that don't look like they're going to perform, or edit them heavily or whatever it might be to tweak and test that email sequence. But this is what you want. You want an email every day that is doing you a lot of good within the eyes of your subscribers, and pre-selling them effectively, preparing them to meet your product offerings and to buy them. That's what this email sequence right at the beginning is for. And this is something where so many marketers are failing now, because they haven't concentrated or focused on the email marketing, and they won't send out emails. You know, sometimes you get an email every now and again, and what happens is, particularly in internet marketing, is people do go cold and they start to not open them. And of course, you can't do anything about that. It's gone. It's finished. It's over. If they're not opening your emails, then you might as well unsubscribe them and get rid of them off your list. So you know, that's a situation I've got with quite a lot of people who are from years back who are on my list. I ought to really have a bit of a power cut and get rid of a whole load of people that haven't opened emails for years, because they're just dead wood there, sitting there just costing me money. Because obviously you pay more for the number of people you have on your list. So you've got to be very aggressive in your emails. Don't be frightened. You know, it might be a bit daunting what I'm saying to you. You know, just go for it. Just, you know, really give your best in the emails. Just really let your personality show. Really sort of, you know, put some effort into it and really try and help people. Try and give and give and give. You know, I'm going to come on to creating a product in a minute, in a different recording. But the thing is, you can never really give enough away. People say, oh, I can't give my best stuff away. But the thing is, obviously, you don't want to be giving stuff you're selling necessarily. You can give parts of it and that kind of thing. But things you're not selling, you can give those, even if they're high quality. But the point is, when people get something for free, they generally don't take action and therefore don't get the result they want. So in the end, what most people find is they have to buy something in order to get the result. And the more they spend, that's the result they get. That's a bit of psychology for you in your pricing. You know, don't be frightened to price things up, because the people who do purchase at that price will more likely get a result. You know, if you spend $10,000 on a coaching program, well, you're going to put everything from that program into practice. You're absolutely committed at that kind of price level. Whereas if it was the same material, only, you know, a $7 product, I'm giving you extremes and you're probably going to laugh, that's fine. But you're not excited to get the result. They don't, you know, there's a disconnect with their belief that they will actually get the result from that. So, you know, really put an effort into these emails, because it is so important. This is where you can really make a difference in your niche and really set yourself apart from everybody else who's trying to do the same thing as you. Thank you very much. So go and do the homework, write your email sequence. Like I say, put it into a Word document. If you can come up with a week's worth of emails, that's good. 2 weeks, even better. Aim for 21 days. 21 days of emails. Now, you might find when you get to the next lesson and you're starting to do the selling emails that you might want to spread them out a little bit more. Not at the beginning. You know, you want the first seven probably be left in place, but then you might be pushing them down the sequence a bit as you start to introduce your products. And that's no problem because you've just got more and more emails in your sequence and you're engaging with people more and more. You know, you can never write enough emails. You can never test and track emails enough. This is the importance of email marketing. Thank you very much.